Page 60. Listening. Exercise 6. Listen to the second part of the interview. Which of the following are discussed? Part 2.
OK, Tom. So I understand that PJ changed his lifestyle completely.
That's right. His aim was to go from 80 to 120 kilos in 4 months, and then lose it all again. He gave up his healthy diet and started eating all the junk food he could, like fried foods and sugary drinks. And he stopped exercising.
So it all went according to plan, but he began to suffer from health problems, didn't he?
That's right. High blood pressure, high blood sugar, high cholesterol, you name it. He felt awful. He could hardly walk, and he was exhausted most of the time. And then something he hadn't expected happened. He began to like his new high-fat diet.
That kind of food tastes good, doesn't it?
Not only that, sugar and fat are actually addictive. Unhealthy eating had become a habit, and PJ began to get depressed and frightened that he would never get back to his previous weight.
And taking the weight off, was it easy?
Not at all. It was a long, difficult journey, and there were times when he felt hopeless. But in the end, with a lot of self-discipline, he returned to his previous weight. It took him 6 months, exactly as planned, and now he looks better than ever.
Unbelievable, isn't it? I understand he documented the whole thing.
Yes, he did, in a film called Fat and Back. He's also writing a book about his experience, and now he's in demand as a trainer all over the world.
Well, that brings me to a difficult question. Do you think he did it for the publicity?
Look, he never tried to hide that. He's always been in the public eye, and now he's become a bit of a celebrity. But he also really wants to help people change their lives, and I honestly think his example will encourage others.
I certainly hope so. Thanks, Tom.